Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We are continuing to see a sell-off on Wall Street on this Friday, although we are seeing stocks coming off of their lows, the Dow down 420 points, the S&P 500 down 63, and the NASDAQ, the biggest laggard on the day, down about 2%. We're also watching the spike in commodity prices. This, of course, coming as we continue to see the fighting escalate over in Ukraine. Taking a look at where Brent crude is, it was as much up as much as $114. A barrel there, but still well above that $100 a barrel mark, and certainly raising concerns about further increases. Well, the Russian invasion of Ukraine is threatening to add even more pressure on global chip supply. Ukraine supplies about 50% of rare gas used in the chip manufacturing process. With that supply limited, chip makers are warning that there could be more supply shortages ahead. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Dan Halley, who's following that side of the story. And Dan, of course, even before this invasion, there was a global supply shortage because of what happened during the pandemic. How much worse are things going to get?
That's right, Akiko. This is an issue with, believe it or not, neon gas. It being Ukraine, is one of the largest exporters of neon gas, about 50% of the world's supply. And so the reason why that gas is so important is because it's actually used in the lasers that help to etch the important pieces of a chip onto the actual silicon. So they're a critical part of the building process of the chips that we use on everything from vehicles to smartphones. It's, you know, the hyper advanced chips. Those are the ones that don't necessarily need neon, but the ones that most consumers use and need are what use neon. Now, they being companies, did do some stockpiling of neon ahead of this conflict, realizing that, you know, Russia was amassing troops on Ukraine's border, and so they needed to do something about this. And I think one of the lessons there is that perhaps the stockpiling wasn't enough. They have about 6 to 8 weeks, is what some analysts are saying, and then they're going to run dry unless there are some exports from Ukraine to the West being, you know, able to get these companies the neon that they need to start building chips. Now, there are some other companies that aren't necessarily going to be impacted in Japan. There are some, excuse me, some companies that are saying they're still able to get neon from China. Texas has a purification plant down there, but it really is going to be an issue going forward. And, you know, as you said, this kind of just adds to the pressure that we've already been seeing out of the chip industry, which is shutting down plans for making cars, making lead times for getting access to different types of electronics longer. Apple recently said that they had to cut down on the sale of iPads to boost their iPhone availability. So this is going to continue to be a problem. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to push out that date of 2023 when we were expected to see chips back in stock. But, you know, you got to imagine if the process that you need to build them is now being impacted because of neon, then it could really push it out.
Really interesting story there. You don't hear too much about the neon crunch, but very much an integral part of this story. Yahoo Finance's Dan Halley, thanks so much.